Classroom, my name is Gabe.
And I'm Rebecca, and your English will improve today. We're continuing to learn about Jennifer Lawrence, the girl on fire.
Indeed, she is flaming hot. We'll talk more about that word in a few moments. We're learning about the similarities and differences between Jennifer Lawrence and the character she plays, Katniss Everdeen.
That's right. We're comparing and contrasting these two girls. Well, let's find out more in our next reading.
Jennifer Lawrence, Girl on Fire. Catching Fire. A flaming costume made Katniss stand out immediately, but Lawrence's fame took a little more time to develop. First starring in a sitcom and several independent dramas, she found work but little attention until Winter's Bone came along. At first thought too pretty to play a poor mountain girl, Lawrence finally won over the film's producers with her natural talent. Her character, Ree, cared for her siblings while searching for their father, a sort of warm-up to playing Katniss.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 flaming 这个形容词，它原本是 flame, F-L-A-M-E, 发出火焰这个动词的现在分词，当形容词是指火红的、燃烧的或者是火焰般的。例如 The firefighter went inside the flaming house and rescued the trapped boy. 消防队员冲进了燃烧中的房子救出了受困的男孩。或者是 The actress's flaming red hair became her trademark.这位女演员火红的头发成为了她的注册商标。继续我们看的是 warm up 这个名词。我们知道 warm up 如果分成两个字就是一个动词片语，意思是做暖身运动。但是在这里它是一个字，是名词，意思是指预备动作或者是热身。例如 The band's unplugged performance is a warm up for their national tour. 这个乐团的不插电表演是他们国内巡演前的暖身。或者是 a thorough warm-up is necessary before a game. 比赛之前一定要好好的暖身。
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, well, this first heading here is called catching fire. What does it mean to catch fire? Normally, when we talk about this phrase, Rebecca, what does it mean?
Well, usually it means that something it catches on fire when something starts to burn with fire. Mm-hmm. But...It also could mean that you create enthusiasm.
You create enthusiasm. So maybe that is kind of what this means in our lesson. There is enthusiasm over Jennifer Lawrence. Well, how else could you use this phrase, catching fire? For instance, the Hunger Games books really caught fire with readers like Rebecca everywhere.
Exactly. Or you could say, his new album didn't catch fire with his fans.
Okay, well, that's too bad for him. Or you could also say, her hair caught fire because she got too close to her birthday candles.
And that's very unfortunate. So as you can see, there are many different ways that you can use this phrase, catching on fire or catch on fire. Anyway, let's continue here with our lesson, which says, a flaming costume made Katniss stand out immediately, but Lawrence's fame took a little more time to develop.So if something is flaming, it's on fire or in flames are other great phrases to know. So when could you use these words, Gabe?
The words or the phrases on fire or in flames.
Mm-hmm.
How about the house is in flames?
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. Or my cat is on fire.
Oh, now it's my turn to be sorry. I'm sorry about your cat that's on fire, Rebecca.
Yeah, it was really unfortunate.
We hope that doesn't happen to anybody or their animals. Well, let's discuss something further here. We see the phrase, her fame took a little more time to develop. Now, what kinds of things take time? Of course, it takes time for someone to get famous. Does it take time for you to learn something new?
It definitely takes time to learn something new. Maybe it takes time to learn to play an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it even takes time to read through a book or work through a math problem.
Okay, well, we could say it takes a long time, or maybe it takes just a little bit of time. Or you could even say, it doesn't take any time at all to do that. It's easy.
That's right. Well, here in our lesson it says, first starring in a sitcom and several independent dramas, she found work but little attention until Winter's Bone came along. Okay, so we're learning about Lawrence here. She starred in a sitcom. So what exactly is a sitcom?
What's a sitcom?
Yeah.
Well, as you can see, a sitcom is short for situation comedy. And there are all kinds of sitcoms on TV these days. What kinds of sitcoms do you enjoy, Rebecca?
You know, I have to be honest with you. I really don't watch a lot of sitcoms.
You don't?
I don't. I have to be very honest with you.
You should see The Office. I know it's not on TV anymore, but that was one of my favorite sitcoms, and you can watch the DVDs. There are so many other sitcoms out there. What kind of sitcoms do you enjoy? Well, Jennifer found little attention until Winter's Bone came along. Now, what does come along mean here?
Now, some of you might be thinking that come along might mean like the little boy came along.
Mm-hmm.
But not quite in our lesson. When we say that something came along, this just means that it kind of starts to happen.
Mm-hmm. So this happened in her life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It came along. Maybe she wasn't planning it. We also talked about that phrase the other day, came about. They kind of mean the same thing, to come along or something came about.
Exactly. Well, here in our lesson it says, at first thought, too pretty to play a poor mountain girl, Lawrence finally won over the film's producers with her natural talent. So what does it mean to win someone over?
Well, this is a great phrase. When you win someone over, that means you convince them that you are good at something, or you convince them to maybe add you to their team. You win them over.
That's right. And what is natural talent? Well, natural talent means that you didn't have to train for something or didn't have to train very much for something.
That's right. So do you have any natural talent in any area? Maybe you're a really gifted piano player or a pianist,
mm-hmm.
and you have natural talent. So you still have to practice. Of course, practicing is important, but you're just naturally good at it anyway.
Definitely. And if you have natural talent, oftentimes you might not have to practice as much as someone who does not have natural talent. Like my brother, he had natural talent when it came to swimming.
Hmm.
He never even went to practice and he was still a great swimmer. Whereas myself, I didn't have natural talent and I was constantly having to go to practice and he still would get better times than I did.
Oh, that is so frustrating. When you work so hard for something and then the person next to you, it seems like they don't put any effort in,
mm-hmm.
they don't have to study or anything, and they get 100%.
Yes, it is definitely very frustrating. So why not find areas that you're naturally talented in and
mm-hmm.
try to develop those areas?
That's a good idea. Right now it's time for us to learn something new with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. Here's our grammar tip sentence for today. At first, thought too pretty to play a poor mountain girl, Lawrence finally won over the film's producers with her natural talent. This sentence just means that the film producers had thought that Lawrence was too pretty to play a poor mountain girl, but Lawrence changed their minds and won over the producers with her natural talent. Notice the pattern. At first, thought too, adjective, to verb one, subject finally verb two with something. This is a good pattern to use when you want to keep the focus on the subject and how the subject was seen as being unsuitable for something, but then that subject was able to change people's minds. For example, let's suppose Nancy's boss had thought that Nancy was too young to be given a certain assignment, but Nancy never gave up and finally convinced her boss to let her have the chance. So we can say, at first, thought too young to be given the assignment, Nancy finally convinced her boss with her persistence. Or let's say at a dance contest, the judges had thought that a certain team would be inexperienced. But after the team showed a lot of creativity in their performance, the judges changed their minds. So we can say, at first thought too inexperienced to be competing in a dance contest, the team impressed the judges with their creativity. And that's it for now. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you later.
Thank you, Liz. Well, here in our lesson, it says her character, Ree, cared for her siblings while searching for their father, a sort of warm-up to playing Katniss. And so we see this phrase, care for, here. Oftentimes, I hear people say things like, I really care for you, or I care for him or her. What exactly does this phrase mean?
Yeah, you know, I usually hear it used like that as well, but it's a little bit different here in our lesson. When you say it like that, I care about someone, it's more of an emotional thing. Mm-hmm. But in our lesson, Ree cared for her siblings in the sense that she not only cared about them emotionally, but she also provided for them the things that they needed.
So you can also use this phrase both ways. So have you ever lost someone, or have you ever been lost yourself?
Well, this is a good question. This is what happened in the lesson. This is what happened in the story in this movie, Winter's Bone. And they had lost their father. Okay, so they're trying to look for their father. And this is a good question. Have you ever been lost? Well, one time I did get lost. At Disneyland.
Oh, wow.
It was great. Friends, if you ever get lost at a place like Disneyland, don't worry about it. Just go and have fun because it's Disneyland.
So how were you found?
Well, eventually my parents found me. I was having a great time.
And it all worked out.
Yeah.
Okay, friends, well, we still have more to learn right after this. Hello, and welcome to Studio Classroom. Today, we're continuing to learn about the girl on fire, Jennifer Lawrence. We've been talking about how she became famous, how she caught fire. She was doing some small acting jobs here and there, and then the opportunity came along for her to star in a movie called Winter's Bone. How did she do? Let's find out.
Jennifer Lawrence, Girl on Fire. A secret talent with a bow and arrow helped Katniss win the Hunger Games, and playing Ree won Lawrence an Oscar nomination. Yet, she was still mostly unknown to the public until she was offered the Hunger Games role. Like Katniss again, people who thought Lawrence wrong for the part were convinced by her talent and determination. I have this protective feeling over characters I want to play. If someone else gets the part, I'm afraid they won't do it right. That confidence would also be needed to face a new life in the spotlight.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 nomination 这个名词。N-O-M-I-N 这个字根有名词的意思。所以 nomination 是指提名。例如 he's still competing to be a candidate for the presidential nomination. 他还在争取总统选举候选人的资格，或者是 the actor is certain to get the nomination for best actor. 这位演员肯定能够获得最佳男主角的提名。他的动词是 nominate, N-O-M-I-N-A-T-E. 例如 Vivian was nominated to be the chairperson. Vivian 被提名为主席。最后我们看的是 spotlight 这个名词。spotlight 本来是指聚光灯，但是在这里是指注目的焦点。例如 Alice is quite shy, she doesn't like to be in the spotlight. Alice 很害羞，她不喜欢成为大家注意的焦点。或者是 After years of struggling with drug problems, Robert Downey Jr. is back in the spotlight. 经过几年与毒瘾奋战之后，小罗伯·道尼又再一次成为众人注目的焦点。And now, back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, our lesson continues here.A secret talent with a bow and arrow helped Katniss win the Hunger Games, and playing Ree won Lawrence an Oscar nomination. Okay, so that's what happened with the Winter's Bone and Jennifer Lawrence. Well, this is a secret talent we're talking about here. Rebecca, do you have any secret talents?
Do I have any secret talents?
Yes, talents that nobody else knows about. You know.
Now, if it were a secret talent and I were to tell you, it would no longer be a secret talent anymore.
Well, yes, that is true. Is that your way of trying to avoid talking about your secret talent?
Well, I do have one talent that I don't tell many people about, but I'm going to tell you all. I like to Irish dance.
Oh, yes. I've seen this before. She does
yes.
some dancing, Irish dancing, and I think it's pretty cool, Rebecca.
It is a pretty cool talent to have, that's for sure.
I think so, too. Well, this reminds me of the stupid human tricks that I often saw on TV when I was in the States, which are things that take some skill but aren't really that useful. Kind of like spinning this clipboard on my finger like this. It's kind of cool, and it makes an interesting noise, but it's not that useful.
That is so cool. So the question is, what do you do with it? Not really too much.
Not much.
Well, anyway, what about this word bow?
Or the word bow. And what about the word B-O-W? Isn't it also pronounced bow?
Yes, you can pronounce the word bow, B-O-W, as bow or bow. So be careful about the pronunciation of that word. Well, anyway, let's see what Steve and Ken have to say about this in the InfoCloud.
If someone is shooting an arrow, he is using a bow. This is the same pronunciation as the tie that looks like a butterfly, a bow tie, for example. This pronunciation also applies to the tied ribbon on a present or in a girl's hair, a bow.
However, if someone bends at the waist, we say that person is taking a bow. This pronunciation also applies to the bow of a ship, which is the pointed part at the ship's front.
The reason for the different pronunciations and definitions is that bow and bow are two different words. They just happen to share the same spelling.
Right. They're two different words with two different etymologies.
One is from an Old English noun, boga, referring to a weapon made of a curved piece of wood. The other word is derived from the Old English verb bugan, meaning to bend oneself as a gesture of respect.
Somehow the two words ended up spelled the same way in modern English. But in most other languages, the two words are distinct and spelled differently.
Okay, so don't jump to any conclusions next time you come across a simple-looking word in English. There may be more than meets the eye.
一个看似简单的字 B-O-W, 它却有两个不同的发音, 也有好几个不同的定义。 它可以读 bow, 表示弓箭的弓, 或蝴蝶结, 它也可以读 bow, 表示鞠躬, 或一艘船的船头。 其实我们如果研究这个字的 etymology, 字的来源, 就会发现, 其实它根本就是两个不同的字。 经过了几百年的使用, 两个完全不同的字, 居然演化成一样的拼法。 但如果我们去看欧洲其他国家的语文, bow 跟 bow 根本是两个不同的字, 拼法也不同。 下次看到一个有不同的发音跟多重定义的字,可以查查看它的来源,也许那根本就是两个字。这就是今天的InfoCloud,我们下次云端见。Thanks
guys. Well, here in our lesson we read, yet she was still mostly unknown to the public until she was offered the Hunger Games role. So what does it mean if she was unknown to the public?
Well, put simply, she wasn't famous. She wasn't famous yet. We could also say she wasn't a household name.
Ooh, I like that phrase. Hmm? Household name. So what does it mean if something is a household name?
Well, that's someone whose name is as common as the things in your house. It takes no explaining to know who they are. All you have to do is say their name and everyone knows. That's a household name, like Brad Pitt, or now, Jennifer Lawrence.
That would be considered a household name. Well, our lesson continues by saying, like Katniss again, people who thought Lawrence wrong for the part were convinced by her talent and determination. So both Katniss and Jennifer Lawrence were unlikely people to do the things that they did.
That's right, and unlikely is a good word for this situation. Mm-hmm. What does it mean? If you're an unlikely person to do something, nobody would have ever picked you, or maybe they wouldn't have expected you to do the part. Well, how else could you use that word?
Well, right here, here's another example. Unlikely hero like Bilbo Baggins.
Oh, from The Hobbit.
Yes, from The Hobbit.
Of course, if you ever read those books,
yes.
He was an unlikely hero. He was the hero, after all, but no one would have picked him to be the hero.
Exactly, and here's another example. David was an unlikely person to kill the giant Goliath. He was the smallest person, well, smallest of the brothers, the youngest, and who would have guessed that he would have killed the giant?
That is a great example, okay? Mm-hmm. So think of some other unlikely heroes throughout history or in stories. Well, our lesson says, I have this protective feeling over characters I want to play. Now, if someone else gets the part, I'm afraid they won't do it right. Well, I like Jennifer Lawrence's attitude here.
Mm-hmm. So when do you get protective about something? And what exactly does this word protective mean?
All right. If you're protective about something, that means you want to protect it. That means you don't want anybody else to come in and do anything to it. You are protective. To answer your question, sometimes I get protective over certain people, like my brother or sisters or close friends. I want to make sure that nobody harms them.
That is very good. You're a great big brother, wanting to make sure that your siblings are well taken care of. I, too, can get protective over my siblings, not wanting anyone to come along, say anything or do anything that will harm them.
That's right. And Jennifer Lawrence is very protective over these characters or these roles that she wants to play.
Exactly. Well, this reminds me of the phrase, if you want the job done right, then do it yourself.
That is a great phrase, Rebecca.
Yes.
It's true. A lot of people say that they're afraid of giving the job to somebody else because they want to do the job right. And if you want the job done right, then do it yourself. Well, right now, what's it time for?
It's time for the editor summary. So if you forgot anything, don't worry because Linda would like to review today's lesson in the editor summary.
In Catching Fire, Katniss wears a dress of flames that makes her stand out. While Lawrence took more time to develop her fame. She was in a sitcom and some independent dramas, but attention came to her when she was in Winter's Bone. She played a poor mountain girl who was searching for her father, and she took care of her siblings. In Hunger Games, Katniss uses a bow and arrow to win, and playing Rhee in Winter's Bone helped Lawrence to win too, an Oscar nomination. But most didn't know her until Hunger Games. Her talent and determination helped her win the part, and she soon found herself in the spotlight.
Thanks, Linda. Well, what exactly is life like in the spotlight?
Very good question, especially regarding Jennifer Lawrence. Come back next time to find out more about this girl on fire right here on Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend, last a lifetime.